All due respect to the old way of doing your nails. Now there's Nuvage. It's nail enamel and brush all in one.
Now Nuvage.
Just push the button, glide on a little or a lot like never before.
It is June 1990. The Times says you can now wear shorts to the office, so take that, pants! They also say loose rompers are in for the summer. So are
corsets.
So, when you find yourself a new job,
corset
over a loose romper and then pull up some shorts over that. Good thing you got 27 layers on, because The Times also says slow and healthy is the new way to tan. But you don't care too much about all that, because slow and healthy is just not your speed right now. It's time for fast and brutal revenge against Booby Bird $5-stealing Jeffrey, brother of Casey. You got that jar of old peanut butter. You've been saving up banana peels all week. The slip and slide is packed. The boombox is cued. The disposable cameras have been acquired. The alligator clamps are ready to clamp. 10 cans of shaving cream, 2 bottles of Tabasco, 8 whoopee cushions, a rainbow wig, and 2 hours spent in Broderbund's The Print Shop later, you are ready to rock. Now you wait for your moment. It's not going to happen right now, but immediately after you catch up on the fashion happenings in your favorite magazine. Yes, it's time to
listen to Sassy.
That sounds intense.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on there. Expensive, too.
It does.
Honestly.
Like, way more than $5.
Probably. But that's the mark of a good revenge scheme. You don't care about the ROI in terms of dollars. Mm-hmm. It's about how it impacts you as a person.
Yeah. Let's get into the fashion, etc. of the June 1990 issue. Starting with our cover, it's only friggin' Amber Valletta. She is just about to be a full-ass supermodel in the class behind Christy, Cindy, Claudia, Linda, Naomi, Tatiana. She's slightly younger than them, not much. Her first Vogue cover of many was less than 3 years after this. And they mentioned her boyfriend, because at this point she's only 16, she's still living in Tulsa. She's still dating a guy at that school. Spoiler, they did not stay together. She married a guy named Hervé Lebihan in 1994.
Is he from Tulsa?
I don't think that he is. No, this is a coup, because she's about to be hugely famous, and she still is pretty famous as a model to our day. So good job, Sassy. Well scouted. She was one to watch. Unlike Adrian Pazdar. Our first and only fashion feature is Happily Under the Sun, photographed by Andrew Southam, and the model is Sidella, as in Sidella Marley, sister of Ziggy. They really make her look like the coolest person who has ever lived. They put together a lot of really random stuff on her, and she makes all of it work. She is extremely cute. Not all of these are going to be workable for every sassy reader, certainly, and there are some lighting issues in the photo of her with her mother, Andrew Southam. If you read this story and then tried to pull off Jamaican flag print shorts in your suburb in Indiana, please call us and tell us how that went. 720 Sassy Go.
This month's Making It is taking a one-piece swimsuit and turning it into a two-piece swimsuit with a pair of scissors and then tying knots. This is technically something you could make yourself. But we all can see the writing on the wall here, I think, and you shouldn't. Take a giant one piece that you would have to get from your gym class or because you're a swimmer, and then cut it again. Just don't cut the back, but cut the rest of it, and then just tie, knots, 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 knots. You're good to go. No, you're not. This has no support. If you have boobs, you're screwed. You're just screwed. Boobs will fall out. Boobs will fall out of places boobs can't even fall out of in this situation.
It's like how Jeff Goldblum once said, boobs will find a way.
They will find a way.
She is standing how I stand if I'm in underwear or bikini bottoms, which is some of my butt is just hands, so that you don't think it's all butt. So I know that she knows this is not a real swimsuit option.
I'm horrified that nowhere here, I mean, I don't want a solution to this that says so, because people have a hard time sewing Lycra on Project Runway who have been to school to learn how to work with fabric. But at the same time, I would rather have something sewn than just knotted and you hope for the best. Because you know what happens to knots? They come untied, especially when the fabric that you're knotting is famously slippery and you're probably going to wear this, if not in the water, at least near enough to the water that it's going to get wet. Like, you are going to start out your day in this and end it fully naked. Like,
that being said, if you are young, just do this. Just do it. Don't waste your young body years not doing this. Because I think it has an expiration date when you could be like, yeah, you're pulling it off. You took a swimsuit, you cut it into shards, you tied it in little tiny triangles, and you went out like this. Yeah, you did, because you don't have gravity. Do it. Just do it.
You're going to so much more trouble than you need to even try to source the one-piece bathing suit that's going to work for this. Like, if you want a bikini, just buy a bikini that's made to be a bikini. This is so dumb.
I see this on TikTok, though, where they're just like, oh, I take this shirt, and then I cut it, and I turn it inside out, and then I put this arm through this arm, and then I flip it, and now I'm snorkeling. And you're like, oh, my gosh, there's an $8 version of what you just tore up behind you at the gift shop. Yeah. We're all ready for our survivor years, as I think it's something inside of us is one prepper shed away from cutting our swimsuits up and tying them. It's good to know how to do, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. This month, we have a pair of twin beauty features, I guess fraternal twins, because one of them is the wetter, the better, and the other is the brighter, the better. And basically, the concepts are, here's how you maintain your look and your skin health when you're wet, and the other is when you're in the sun. So there's a lot of tips and a lot of design choices, because it's mostly text, especially for the wetter, the better, which also yuck to that headline. But I don't know why some of the text on this first page, on page 50, is just randomly much larger than the rest. It's and the rest of it, the small, is also bold. They're just design choices are being made here, and I don't like it because it looks like they're pull quotes and they're not.
Yeah. Funhouse mirror text, because it goes, it's like wavy.
This is also the first of two consecutive issues where there's a strong endorsement of bottled water over tap. I bet they would take it back if they could. Sure. If they could. And I found a lot of writing on Teen Vogue, which I always look to as the sassy of our day. And they are much more forward thinking about reusable bottles and why you don't use single-use plastics and so on and so forth. But other than this all looks like fine advice. I'm not ever doing any of this anymore. So none of this is actionable for me, but probably good for you if you're doing a lot of swimming.
I do some of these things still and definitely learn them from Sassy, but because I don't read Sassy now until now, on top of it, so it does say you have to have 6 8-ounce glasses of water every day, every single day, to keep your body fully hydrated and therefore fully beautiful. A glass of water goes a long way toward clearer skin. Now, here comes skin math. If you drink coffee, tea, or cola, tack an extra glass for every cup or can of this to counterbalance the dehydrating diuretics found in caffeine. Right. I do that. Mm-hmm. I do that too. Now down here, it says, on top of your 6 8-ounce glasses, be sure to drink another 16 ounces of water for every pound you sweat off during exercise, be it underwater or not. So now I'm like, wait a minute. How do I know when I've sweated off 16 ounces? So I think at this point, light math with the coffee intake I have and then the working out that I do, I'm at 99 glasses of water a day.
Mm-hmm.
Those were my Dave earlier when you were like, why do you call them your fluids? And I was like, because it's just, that's all I'm doing. I'm hydrating and dehydrating constantly.
No, you're calling your drinks fluids. That was I'm going to have to get some fluids.
I had to get some more fluids because look at all these fluids, Dave. I have to get enough protein and then I have to get enough water because I do, because of the working out.
I could tell you how you can measure your fluids you lose when you exercise, courtesy of the guy beside me for many weeks at the Equinox in New York City, who was on the elliptical machine. An elliptical machine has these deep foot recesses where you put your shoes, right? And pedaling up and down. Mm-hmm. And there's no drain in these. And this guy, the way he sweated, everything just went right down to his shoes. And you could see exactly how much he sweated after everything, because he would just get out of it and then like leave the elliptical, and there'd be these jiggly ponds of human sweat moving back and forth. It was a lot. Like something was medically wrong with this guy that he sweated that much. Pretty sure at a certain point it was sluice over the side.
Oh my God.
A ship at sea in dangerous waters.
That's
it was
horrible.
Disgusting. So anyways, give that a try.
Jesus Christ.
Then Sassy says, you know, save the earth, watch out, all water, conserve it. When you wash your face, rinse at least 20 times. And then it says, that's right, count, to ensure you're getting rid of every bit of cleanser, makeup, dirt, etc. The water also acts as a gentle exfoliant, washing away dead skin cells. And start with tepid water and then splash down to a cooler temperature by number 20 to invigorate your skin and promote healthy circulation. Still do that, by the way. I still do that. Mm-hmm. How much water have I wasted washing my face 20 times with slowly cooling down water?
Have you considered just living like the precog from Minority Report, where you just live in a milky bath? You just live in a milky bath for your whole life.
That would be great.
There's probably like a tube that goes into your stomach or something so you can eat and poop and stuff.
So young.
And plus, you would know crimes before they happen. So that's nice.
Then there's something I don't do. Here's a recipe for an every morning skin clearing beverage. Mary Kay swears will help balance your body's complexion whacking acids. This is maybe because I have dry skin, but stir the juice from half a lemon and 1 teaspoon olive oil into a tall glass of room temperature water and chug before breakfast if you have done this 720 Sassy Go. What is it like? That sounds horrible.
Have you ever put vinaigrette on your salad? That's what it's like.
Tara has provided a visual here for me to know what Dave was referencing when he was talking about floating around in some milk. And that's very interesting because my last note is asking if Dave would try floating, because in this Wetter the Better, they recommend like hanging out in some salt water to help heal minor ailments from scrapes to head colds. And I have tried the floating, which is like super, super salt water that you lay in and then your whole body like floats and you close your eyes. You keep your eyes like covered so you don't get salt in your eyes.
Yeah,
and they put you in a little thing and they close it and they leave you alone for an hour with music or without, in the dark or not. Dave try this?
No.
Just no.
You could do that at home. Pour a bag of salt in the bathtub, turn off the lights, done. What's the difference?
Well, you don't get the experience of feeling like you've soaked in other people's old skin.
Yeah.
That's hanging around in your salt water.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's different. I've done it exactly once and I it was not for me.
Yeah. If somebody asks if you want to go into a closed dark space filled with water and you're dependent on somebody else to get out, say no.
Well, let's just hop over to the brighter the better, because it's the same thing, except it's about the sun. So, of course, because this is about sun care, they have to tell you some, you know, homeopathic solutions if you've gotten a sunburn. And one of them is, other good topical soothers include fridge-chilled moisturizers that contain menthol or camphor, like Noxzema, plain yogurt, and the cooled liquid squeezed from a head of briefly boiled lettuce and applied with a washcloth compress. If you ever boiled a lettuce head and squeezed the juice, call us a 720 Sassy Go. I need to know what happened, because that sounds crazy.
She's a witch.
Yes, she's a witch. Exactly.
By putting perfumes on yourself and then going outside with the sun, you might get brown spots and dark patches because some perfumes are photosynthetic.
Mm. If you do it to a turkey, you call it basting.
But that's oils and stuff, right? That when you're brining. But this, I don't think of perfume.
What do you think of perfume?
Smell.
Just smell.
Smell with some alcohol and water.
It's just ambergris.
Turns out that's probably why I have freckles that I didn't earn through.
But they smell great, Pam.
They smell unforgettable. My dark spots stay on your mind.
They also say go ahead and lighten your hair naturally by just brushing some hydrogen peroxide into it. Don't do that. Mm. I'm going to say don't do that. Mm. your mom will get mad because it's going to ruin your hair. And they also say shower at night and then put deodorant on. If I'm putting deodorant back on in the morning, and I assume I am, do I really have to sleep in it too? I mean, we've talked about this one before. This is not the first issue where they've said put deodorant on to go to sleep. And I did at the time because Sassy told me to, but like, it's very wasteful. How sweaty do you get in your sleep, sleeping by yourself?
Shower at night, deodorant's manufacturer's delight.
That's right.
Shower in the morning. Well, manufacturer's warning.
Right.
Sure. I just wonder if it would make your hot flashes worse at this age to try to not sweat there when you need to, when you're just going to sweat everywhere.
Mm. Well, if you lived in a milk bath, you wouldn't have this problem.
True.
I just had a vision of the scene where they first show the precog yelling crimes, and the thing she's yelling about is somebody putting deodorant on at night. Deodorant, 444 Main Street East. 9:38 p.m. Call.
Secret.
Call secret. Get Unilever on the call now. That's a movie.
Yeah.
It's time for About Face. Mm-hmm. And it's not about the army. It's about things you put on your face. The end. Super smooth hands for weeks. You gotta be kidding me. It seems we're not the only ones who use kitchens as laboratories. Sarah from West Suffield, Connecticut, fancy, says her mom whipped up this beauty concoction. Mix a teaspoon of sugar into a dollop of hand lotion, massage your hands and fingers with it for a whole minute, then rinse with lukewarm water. Local Connecticut woman invents exfoliant.
Yeah, does it have to be sugar? Could it also be sand or salt?
No, just
or
sugar.
Okay.
Yeah, because it makes your freckles smell nice later.
All right, fair. Everybody got short haircuts. Danny did it. Karen did it. Annelle did it. Jane did it. They all got haircuts, and we see little photos of all of them. Karen apparently learned nothing from her story about learning to be a model, because this looks straight out of a Sears photo studio, her shot on the top right. But all I have to say about these photos, sorry, Jane and everybody else, Annelle wins at haircuts. She's the only one who looks cool in any of these photos. Her hair looks spectacular, and I hope she still wears it like this, because I'm jealous.
Yep. It's time for Zits and Stuff. What is the stuff here in Zits and Stuff, I'm asking?
Yeah. Well,
I think this is quickly becoming one of my favorite sections of the magazine.
Well, let's get to it. First letter to Zits and Stuff. Hair sticks out of my swimsuit. The hair around my vagina sticks out of my bathing suit. Is this normal? Whenever I shave, I get a rash. What can I do? Signed, embarrassed. Like, I've had this problem recently, too, because my eyebrows are going crazy with new white hairs, and they poke out over my glasses when I wear them. Like there's some sort of thing trying to escape. And I imagine the same thing. Isn't there a name for this? Like spider legs or something like that? Yeah.
What?
Disgusting. It's the worst name for it. When hairs are coming out of the side of your bathing suit.
They're called spider legs?
Yeah.
What is it called when it's over your glasses? This means you get to live in a tree. You get to live in a tree and deliver goods and new babies once your hair is over your eyeglasses.
I do feel more and more Tolkien with every white hair that grows over my glasses. I'm like, maybe I should read the Cimmerillion or whatever. I don't know.
You know, Dave, I'm looking on the internet, and I think you may have just coined spider legs for pokey outy pubes, because I'm not seeing it anywhere, but that is what they should be called.
Thank you. He acted like we should all know this.
I don't know where that came from.
But maybe I just said it. I was like, yes, Dave. Totally, because I'm sure I've heard that before, but the internet is stumped.
Oh, it's so gross. I don't want to be associated with coining that.
No, no. Too late.
It's too late.
Too late.
Spider legs. Dave, spider legs full.
He invented spider legs. Dave, do you think you've always mentally called them that since the first time you saw one at a, you know, some older lady at the pool and was laying down reading her magazine and you were like, oh, she has a spider between her. No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. She has spider legs.
No, I don't know. And I don't really want to try to recall where the origin of that comes
I
from.
I do.
Honestly. No. Well, anyways, shave it.
Or wear boy shorts, you know.
Yeah.
Or you don't have to change at all. Don't go changing.
Like, sure.
Let it be. Let other young Daves discover their own spider legs.
What do you call them? 720 Sassy Go. If you don't call them anything, what should you call them?
Yes.
If you can come up with something more disgusting than spider legs,
pubes.
Well, you'll get a prize.
You know what I call mine? Olive Garden. Okay, so how to wash your face. No, they both are like, next time. All right. Should you wash your face with your hands or a washcloth? Does washing with a washcloth dry out your skin and make it rough? Or should you wash with your hands and dry it with a towel? Just wondering, Christina. We love wondering, they write back. The key word here is clean. We had to get on the phone, figure this one out. We called New York City skincare know-it-all Diane Young, and she told us you should always wash your face with clean hands and blot, never rub it dry with a clean hand towel or tissues. A washcloth's too rough and can rub scabs and or the tops of pimples off your face, which can lead to scarring. And unless you use a fresh washcloth every single time, it becomes a pimple-loving bacteria trap. Yes, yucky. Why didn't they mention? On your 20th rinse. Mm-hmm. But what you really can do at the beginning is take a hot washcloth and put it on your face to like open up your pores. We all know how wonderful that is. Don't rub, but just like let it be there. Let yourself, let your skin wake up to the possibility.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. That is a line written by somebody that's been in an isolation chamber.
I don't even mean that. But I did just yesterday have to teach my kid, like explain to her how we, you know, because you end up, when you're first washing your face, you don't know. And you end up with all this soap in your hairline and then you get zits in your hairline. And so I grabbed a washcloth for her to be like, here's where we're going to then like blot around here. Because you can make your face worse by washing your face if you don't learn from the beginning. She doesn't have a sassy. She would not read this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Exercise is making me fat. This exercise is making me fat. A couple of weeks ago, I started exercising for 1.5 hour a day to lose weight and firm up. Instead, I've gained 6 pounds. I eat the same. What am I doing wrong? Exclamation point, question, question, exclamation point. Please help, Kristen. Don't be so hard on yourself. You're not necessarily doing anything wrong. Odds are the pounds you're gaining are muscle tissue, which weighs more than fat. That seems like a lot of muscle tissue for a few weeks of exercising 1.5 hour a day. Mm-hmm. I think she's just eating more and not telling anybody.
She's also probably not drinking her 19 glasses of water, will help. Which is...
Yeah, and washing her face 20 times. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can knock them both out at the same time.
Yeah.
Rinse your face from your forehead with your drinking water. Get some sort of mouth bib situation so you can collect all that water as it drains off your face and drink it. You'd have mm-hmm. time to, at the end of the day, to put on deodorant.
This is my day. That's my day. And then I got to go to bed.
I feel like your day is 14 hours of face work. And then you write a movie and then you go to sleep. Right?
I'm going to let that be the narrative. I don't mind that one.
Okay.
Great.
Our first ad on page 9 is for the product that we heard advertised at the top of the episode. They are not, in fact, a sponsor because I don't think this product exists anymore. But it is Nuvage, the new nail enamel and brush all in one. And I remember when nail polish pens were definitely the rage and everyone thought this surely will solve the problem of getting paint on the skin parts of my fingers that aren't my nails. Forgetting that this is the same exact kind of brush that you have in a regular ass bottle of nail polish. The only thing this is solving is maybe if you have a problem knocking over your tiny bottles of nail polish and spilling them on your table, which some of us do, and this is solving that problem. But in terms of giving you a more precise line, it looks exactly the same, the brush. So I don't really know how this is going to give you a better manicure. I don't think this is solving a problem that really widely exists.
But you got to go tick, tick,
tick, tick, tick, tick. Yeah, I was going to say, previous to this, a couple of years previous to this, this technology was in all those silver metallic ink pens, right? It's exactly the same thing. You press down on the nib, it gets wet from the goo inside, mm-hmm. and then you release it, it travels down the wick to your paper / nails.
Yes.
Depending mm-hmm. on the application here. It seems like that would be a less precise way to know how much polish is in the brush than dipping That's it true. In something and Correct. Just having it there.
Yes.
Like the reason for the metallic ink pens is that ink, I'm sure, will dry up in half a second if you actually expose it to air at mm-hmm. all.
Yeah.
So I get that part of it. The other thing about this ad that's really great is that science-y,
yes.
engineer-y things, if it's supposed to be something new and exciting, it has a graph paper background.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's very, you can do this one at school too, I think is the other thing. It's just a pen. You could take it to school. You could work, do it at, in class and then just be painting your nails, and you don't have the whole situation of, I bet it's not as stinky as if you're using a nail polish, which then you open up a thing and everybody can smell
maybe.
It.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. It's dead now. Mm. It's been many a year since I've seen a nail polish pen. They gave up. On page 21, we have an ad for Germac, and they have moved on from their longtime spokeswoman, Victoria Principal of Dallas.
That old bag.
She was the face of Germac for like 10 full years.
Too old. No thanks.
Right. So instead we have these three ladies, all of whom look like they are, they were sprayed with shellac right before they got in front of the camera.
But bonus points for getting Tilda Swinton.
Thank you. I was just about to say that. We got Tilda right on the right. She's getting ready for her big role in The Killer.
Because usually she's up on the upper left. Keyboard joke.
She's an, oh, a Tilda. Keyboard joke. Keyboard joke. That's great. Good job.
Next time.
Next time.
This is like the saddest Edward Hopper staging. As you said, what is this posing? And it's like, what is happening? Nobody's actually in the same room, or they don't want to be near each other at all. Mm-hmm. They're all like trying to get away from each other like gecko lizards just by their necks.
Yeah. What I'm seeing here, this is a Patrick Nagel come to life with real women. These are all the women who are trapped in Patrick Nagel's basement.
So he makes his paintings by trapping the souls of real people and turns them into paintings.
That's right.
And they have to live in his dimension in the basement.
Yes.
While he produces art based on, okay, right. All right.
That's my backstory.
Sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That makes sense.
How much of a savings is $1 off a product at this point in time?
It's like, probably like 25%. This is just drugstore shampoo, so that's probably a decent coupon. Mm-hmm.
So we have an ad for Weight Watchers that has everything. There's a guy, right? There's a guy. It's a little hard to tell. It could be a very buff female, but I think this is a dude in a lifeguard chair on the ocean.
Yeah.
It's on the beach. Wouldn't it be much good if it was in the ocean?
He's at the edge of the ocean.
Excuse me, that's not what you said. You said it was in the ocean. In fact, the chair has to be on the beach next to the ocean.
I apologize. He is at the edge of the ocean, on the beach.
How do you know it's an ocean?
And it's, you know, you're right. There are not really any waves. He could be at a lake. There's the horizon. See the line where the sky meets the sea? That's
that could
the
be
ocean.
A great lake. Anyway, go on. Doesn't matter.
I'm exhausted. So there's a body part of a human. He's underneath a line that says, we can help you get the body you've always dreamed of. And I'm confused from there because, oh, it can help me get that body, that guy that I've always dreamed of.
Oh, my God.
I got it now. I'm back in by using Weight Watchers, which says, this is living. So Weight Watchers continues. A thin waist, terrific legs, and a back view that doesn't quit. You can't get a body like that by eating pizza smothered with cheese and spicy pepperoni slices, or can you?
Wait. What?
Where can you?
What?
Weight Watchers has 39 entries to choose from. Entrees.
Yeah, corsets.
Shit. I corseted. Let me corset correct. Weight Watchers has 39 entrees to choose from. Include them in your balanced diet, and you'll be able to enjoy everything from pepperoni pizza to our chicken enchiladas, Lisa, and still have your dream date with that gorgeous guy you've been thinking about. A thin waist, terrific legs, and a back view that doesn't quit. So I wrote a joke, and let me just do it here. My work ethic is so great, even my ass won't quit. People don't like it, but I think it's a good joke.
What other?
I don't
people,
know where we are in the timeline in your brain, Pam.
I tested it out. And this,
did, you,
like,
did you run this by all
you're
the?
You're fucking mementoing this whole segment, and I don't get it. You got to go black and white when you're in the past, Pam, or I can't follow.
This, what happened was, we were supposed to tape this last week, but then Pam had to go to a Women of the Oscars luncheon that started 7 hours late. And the reason was, she kept distracting everyone. Anytime anyone came to the table, Pam ran that joke by them to just, was road testing it. And then finally they were like, ma'am, we have to serve lunch. It's 4 o'clock. And she stopped. And that's why we didn't record last week.
But I did talk to Annette Bening, and that's important.
Did she like that joke?
She said it could use some work. I found that a lot of people don't know my ass won't quit. Like, I said this joke to my trainer, I was like, here's a joke. You know, it's on the work ethic. Even her ass won't quit. He was like, I don't know what this means. Mm-hmm. And here it is right here. A back view that doesn't quit.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess it's not a great joke.
I think one of the underappreciated parts of this ad is that Weight Watchers didn't have the courage of their own conviction with the power of "this is living" as their tagline.
Yeah.
They're like, maybe an exclamation point at the end of that would really seal the deal. This is living. You don't usually see exclamation points at the end of slogans.
I will say this about not having the courage of their convictions. These photos of the actual food could not be smaller. They are teeny tiny.
Maybe their actual size.
That's what's that?
You lose so much weight.
That's the size you get to eat. Yes.
That's why the profit margins are so high.
On page 29, we have an ad for one of the most demented products we have ever seen advertised in this magazine.
This is insane. Best. I love it.
It's called Time Cuff with one F.
With Ron Silver.
It's a watch. Okay. Listen, it's a watch that tells the time, date, and seconds, and also tells people who you are most wanted. It's comfortable, lightweight, very well made, and most affordable. It's the watch that makes everyone tick. It's available at Spencer Gifts. It says it's affordable. It doesn't say how much it is. And this is like, it's one handcuff that is also a watch, and it looks like you've broken out because on the edge of it, there's like a little piece of chain that's still hanging off the cuff, and you clamp it onto your wrist like it's a fucking handcuff, like you've been arrested, or they show that you can stick it on your handlebars, you can put it on your purse strap, you can put it on your belt loop, or you can wear it and look like a real, I guess, badass who broke out of jail. It is so stupid looking.
Like, it's so cheap looking too. It's so plastic.
Yes. How privileged do you have to be to wear this and not think, I'm going to attract the wrong kind of attention from people who don't know me? Like, the girl in the ad is, a white, redheaded girl. She certainly doesn't look like she's probably the type that is going to be arrested for anything, I guess. But anyone could be arrested for anything. Like, why would this be the image you're trying to project? I broke out of jail. I don't get it. It's so stupid looking.
However,
yes,
Pam owns, if you're at Spencer's, owns seven of them.
If you're at Spencer's getting your jewelry, which is where you have to get this, you got to think of it in a Spencer's way. Would I get two of these? And then we were cuffed together forever, but we broke apart. And these are our beef fry necklaces of time that you're both wearing them on your loops and hoops or, even on your bed. Like, this feels like it doesn't have to stick to jewelry as a watch piece. Like, it can move around and become a clock. I'm just saying, for me, it is the dumbest thing they've ever sold here in these ads for Sassy Magazine. But if I saw it at Spencer's, I might get creative.
On page 30, not much to say about this yet, but something to keep an eye on for the future. You be sassy for a change. It's a solicitation for you to enter the first ever reader-produced issue of Sassy, coming in, I believe, January of 1991. I certainly was not bold enough to try to apply for this. I believe our past guest, Megan McCafferty, did apply to do this at the time. Another person that we know, Lisa Hanna, who follows us, did get to do this for the very last Sassy reader-produced issue ever in 1994. So yeah, I'm looking forward to getting to talk about this more when this issue actually comes out, because I hope people call in and tell us their stories of either applying or actually doing it, if any of them are listening. The reason that I had to say the Time Cuff was one of the most demented products they've ever advertised is that the I Love t-shirt is back. They've updated it. Instead of the illustration from the I Love t-shirt that we originally saw, now it's an actual photo of two real weird-looking human beings wearing the I Love t-shirt.
Oh, that's a brother and sister that enjoy each other's company very much.
I think
she
you're
made his
right.
shorts.
I love, circle, my sister, circle, and nobody else.
On page 79, we got another ad for Tampax. Once again, not mentioning Mrs. Carol Platenick at all. However, it does say this is Bridget M., 17, of Longmeadow High School, and I think this might be Bridget Moynihan, the actress and future model. It says, yes, they'll change your life. No, they won't change your body. And Dave wants to know what that means. Mm-hmm. Dave's about to learn a thrilling lesson.
But I mean, like, what is it, like scales or... Or like a girl.
Spider legs.
Yeah, spider, like real spider legs.
Please.
Is that where
keep
spider
guessing.
Legs came from? Came from real spider legs from using tampons?
Well, we used to put spiders up there. We used to put spider up there and they would like web and then
yeah.
That would
trap
hold back
all
your
there.
Blood.
Yeah.
And then every Halloween, we would go in there, if you're Tara, and you would release the spiders out.
Well, first you have to say trick or treat. You have to lure the spiders out with delicious spider treats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you stand over a bucket and you.
We all know the Halloween story.
All right. Well, first of all, I have an update. Catherine Bridget Moynihan did graduate from Longmeadow High School.
Whoa.
So that's her.
Very
the future
good,
star
Tara.
Of Blue Bloods.
Wow.
Speaking of Blue Bloods.
Speaking of Blue Bloods, Dave, when they say it won't change your body, they mean it won't puncture your hymen, because that was something that girls would worry about and think that meant they weren't a virgin anymore if they used a tampon.
Right.
They
okay.
weren't worried. That's what people told
Why
them.
Why does it say, no, they won't damage the goods?
You'll still be marriage material.
Yeah. You'll still be able to say hi, men, with your hymen.
Nice work.
Thanks.
Oh, boy. Well, that's it for ads. Let's move on to The Diary, which has the headline, Aren't We Conscious? And is basically a list of all of the environmentally conscious things that they do around the office to try to minimize their footprint. They recycle all of the blank pages that get spat out whenever they print anything. And my first thought was, why are you just throwing them away instead of putting them back in the printer? But then I realized it's probably from the dot matrix era. That was just a thing that happened, I guess. And then they also say, we all just buy one bottle of water each and then keep refilling it with tap water, which don't do that. Don't keep refilling your single-use plastic. That's not what it's for. And you're probably all going to be full of BPAs by now.
BPA's going to rock you.
That's right. Next time, due to the holidays, we are postponing the slumber party for June, but we will be back with a supersized June and July 1990 slumber party episode in February. In the meantime, our next episode will bring us into that July 1990 issue, starting with its teen life topics. Go on vacation with Mike, Kim, and Karen. Learn about composting from Michael Stipe. Find out what dude questions pop up in a special help for him column if we get to it. And more!
You can follow everybody on the places they are. And don't forget, you can join the Sassy Club. It's $5 a month and gets you all those delicious perks. Early drop episodes, ad-free episodes, access to the Discord, the occasional funky sticker and stuff like that. Who knows what's coming down the pike? You can go to listentosassy.com/club for details and a link to sign up on Patreon today.
You can also call us, 720-SASSY-GO, and leave us a voicemail about the show, and we might play it on a future episode. And you can find out more information about us, visual aids for our episodes, and contact info at listentosassy.com. Once you go there, you can take our July 1990 quiz and rate your prejudice. Don't call
it's
us.
Great.
Don't call us. Don't call us. I don't want to know. I don't want to know how you did. It's none of my
you
fucking
know,
business.
I didn't tell you how it's great, and I got a great metaphor for it.
Uh-huh. Right,
here we go.
Anyway, call 720-SASSY-GO with literally anything else, but I don't want to know how you did.
You know who's bad at polls about prejudice?
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you.
Oh, we're going to see you next time. Bye.
All right.
At the following mall diamond stores.
Oh, I was waiting for you to read them all. Sorry.
Oh, no. Aw. Burn. May 25th through the 27th.
No.
Southridge coming at you.
No.
I do wonder, like, part of me wanted to go through and find out how many of these malls are gone and when they died.
That's too sad. Don't do
it
that.
It is too sad. New York Metro, to be determined.
All right, so don't be looking. Going to read them all. Way to go, Tara. All right, let's move on before Pam starts reading all the malls.